We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97-1 the ticket last night. As everyone knows, the Pistons with the number one pick selected Cade Cunningham first overall. Joining us to talk about that and other selections is the general manager of the Detroit Pistons, Troy Weaver. How are you this morning? I hope you got a good night's sleep.
Thanks for having me, guys. I got a few hours in.
Yeah, well, that's good. Before we get to the draft, it should be noted, and we noted it when it happened, that before the playoffs started, Troy Weaver said that the Milwaukee Bucks were going to win the NBA championship. So congratulations on that. We'll call you Weaver Damas.
Yeah, worked out for Milwaukee. Happy for them. Giannis was a handful with the rest of that group. But, yeah, I guess I picked a winner.
Yes. Well, we assume and hope you picked a winner yesterday. When did you know for sure that it was going to be Cade Cunningham? I assume it was before the Woj bomb that was dropped. And why is he so special?
Yeah, yesterday morning is when I was 100% sure. But his special intangibles, leadership, connectability, and versatility that he brings, as well as his skill set. But those things really stood out, the leadership piece, the way he can connect the team, and his versatility. So I think that's what separated Kate from the rest for us.
What are your expectations of him this summer and what you want to see from him leading up to the start of training camp?
Just to come in and start to learn the system and build his, you know, endurance back in his body. I mean, the guy hadn't played in, you know, quite a while, so I wouldn't expect huge dividends this summer. But just coming in, learn the system, get assimilated with the guys, learn his teammates, and building his body and his endurance back up are expectations for this summer.
The comps people have made, even before the draft and even last night, you know, we've heard Grant Hill, Penny Hardaway. You last night brought up Larry Bird. Kendrick Perkins said the best backcourt prospect in the draft since LeBron James. It's a lot for a young kid to live up to, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that, you know, we just want this guy to come in and be the best version of himself and be a piece to the puzzle. We would try to, you know, temper expectations. But it's a lot to handle. But he understands where he is, and he'll be ready for the challenge.
How can you help him manage those expectations, the emotional side, the mental side, when he hears those? And I know that he's got to handle some of those himself in regards to the individual that he is, but what can you do to support him and help him manage those, the pressures and the expectations?
Well, fall in love with the process and make sure every day he continues to fall in love with the process, do the little things, continue to stay on his grind, hit the chop wood every day. If he does that, we'll be in good shape. He'll be in good shape. And then for us not to, you know, he's part of the group, and it's a team sport. And what's great about him, he's a team player. And, you know, not separate him from the group. So we'll make sure that, you know, we keep him from you guys and make sure he's just part of the group. But just making sure he falls in love with the process, and we kind of make sure he's in with the group.
Well, every once in a morning when he's, you know, every once in a while when he's driving to practice, he can call up and just say hi, right?
Check in with him.
Yeah, exactly. Troy Weaver joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. You talk about fitting in basketball-wise, not even the personality. How do you see him fitting in with the roster that you've already assembled with Jeremy and Sadiq and Isaiah and Killian and the rest?
That's his best attribute. You know, his versatility. He can he has a great skill set and great mind. So we see him fitting in seamlessly. He, you know, he can really pass the ball. He can score it. He can defend different positions. He allows us to play up or down. So the fit with the team, we're excited about that.
Now, Troy, a lot of us have seen Isaiah Livers play, and you took him in the second round. What is it that you saw in Isaiah Livers that makes you think he could contribute to the restoration?
Absolutely. I said, you know, at the end of the season, they asked about the draft. I said, we're going to double down and continue to get like-minded guys and guys that can help us restore. And he's like the guys we drafted last year. He's competitive. He's tough. He's selfless. And he can shoot it. The common theme, if you watch the draft, our draft is Cunningham, Garza, and Livers, all 40% shooters from three. Adding shooting was key. But been watching Livers quite a while. Great feel for the game, great size, and he lends versatility to the group as well. So excited to have him.
How much did John Beilein talk your ear off about trying to persuade you? And how much is he going to work with a lot of these young guys? Because obviously he worked with Livers before.
Yeah, I asked John a couple times about Isaiah, but we've been studying this guy quite a bit for the last few years. So it was just helpful that Coach Beilein was here with us. But yeah, he'll continue to work with these young guys and with the rest of the development staff and building their fundamentals and shooting. So we're excited about the group and what Coach is bringing for us.
And the other name I want to bring up was somebody you signed as a free agent is Chris Smith, who was on his way to have a spectacular season at UCLA, and then he got hurt. Obviously, medical is a concern, but he's somebody that, you know, can really, you know, turn into a really good player, correct?
Absolutely, we think so. I agree with you. He was on his way, unfortunate injury. And this, we're going to treat this kind of like a redshirt year of getting him back healthy. Hopefully the start of the new year, he'll be ready to go full blast. But he's a young man we think has tremendous promise. So we're excited about, you know, him coming in and getting him healthy and see what we have there.
Obviously, injuries are a part of the game. You just mentioned it with Smith. This is going to be a redshirt year. Livers suffered an injury. How do you manage the risk versus reward when you draft a guy that is currently injured?
Yeah, you have to, you know, like I say, do your diligence and make sure that our medical people are comfortable with that. They were. But we'll manage it. We won't push too hard. You know, their health is the most important, and we'll take our time and get them healthy so that hopefully they can be ready to go when need be.
I don't know how much you're allowed to say about this because free agency starts next week. The Plumlee situation, is that basically to clear up a lot of cap space for you to go sign somebody?
I can't comment on the Plumlee situation.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. That's what I figured. Hey, well, what kind of pride do you have? Because, I mean, you've known him for a while, to see Jeremy Grant represent the United States of America.
Oh, man, it was so rewarding for this kid. He, you know, he stepped out and bet on himself, came here to Detroit, had a tremendous season, and then he was, you know, honored with being selected to the Olympic team. So we're happy for him. He's a great representative of his family and the Piston organization. So we couldn't be happier for Jeremy. Hopefully he can bring back a gold medal for us, but we're excited for him.
You think they're going to do it? I mean, at least they looked good their last game, but it's been a struggle, hasn't it?
It has been. I'm hopeful and prayful that we can bring back the gold, but I won't jump up there like the Bucks.
How often do you get a chance now that the draft is over and we know that free agency is going to start? There's still things in the work that, you know, you can't talk about, but do you ever get a chance to take some time off to just set the phone down and you know, get away from the game?
John, you know the drill. after summer league, I'm going to throw these phones in the ocean for about 5 days.
Yes.
But no, no break until after summer league. But hey, excited. This is what I signed up for. And this is part of restoring the Pistons. So we'll keep chopping wood and get this free agency thing right and bust our tails in summer league and, you know, exhale for a second and then be ready for training camp.
I know you guys were working on the second round picks. I don't know how much you actually watched of Cade on the broadcast and things like that. But if you did, I mean, you had to be like thrilled the way he came off. I'm not going to talk about any of the other players who didn't. And we're talking about max contracts and things like that. But Cade came off looking like he checked every box. He, you know, the suit he wore with his daughter, the things he said with he put on the buffs.
Presented himself.
He
well.
Presented himself in such a way. I mean, you had to be proud.
Yeah, he tremendous young man, and he's going to be a tremendous ambassador for the Pistons in the city of Detroit. First class. He's a guy, as you guys have seen, in all different sports, he's a guy that you like to have as the face of your franchise.
And he could be in
the face of the city.
He'd be face of the city right yep. now. You know, we're bereft of quote-unquote superstars. But all the teams seem to be in the right direction, and you guys are leading the pack. Troy, thanks a lot for joining us, as yep. always. And enjoy Vegas, and see you down at the press conference whenever that would be.
Sounds good. This afternoon, guys.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Get to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, you might not want to show up then. Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Yeah. Troy Weaver brought to you by BetQL. Be a better. Download the BetQL app today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.